Well, can I welcome you to our evening carol service? It's lovely to see you. The one big disadvantage of physically being in a building is we can't sing tonight. So we're going to hear these carols and we're going to have to mime or hum or just hear them silently. So hopefully that'll be a help to us. And hopefully for those of you who are at home, you can sing at the top of your voice and enjoy this service. This service is fairly simple in the sense of there'll be readings and carols, and from when I sit down, those will flow. I'll do a message towards the end, and hopefully as we hear the narrative, the story of Christmas recorded for us in the Bible, we will find ourselves worshipping the God who came low in the person of Jesus Christ. I'm really thankful to those who have contributed to this evening, those who have read for us, and particularly for Ben, who's recorded those, and for Philip and Phil, who have worked so hard in getting ready for tonight. Just before we do start, just to advertise the Christmas Eve provision, given that some of you may find Christmas Eve that you're on your own rather than having what you've planned to do previously, be with family. So there's an additional slot from 11:45 p.m. on Christmas Eve through our YouTube channel, and that's just a number of carols played for you. That's carols that we've sung as a congregation, and hopefully you'll enjoy that if you're up at that kind of time. And then on Christmas Day, at 10:30, our Christmas Day service will start. Now, we're going to start at actually 15 minutes earlier with just 15 minutes of carols to warm us up for that service. So if you're at home you've got an extra 10, 15 minutes to spare, log on early and enjoy those for a 10:30 start. That service should be finished in an hour, and then after that we'll have the Zoom conversation with one another. Please feel free to join that. You don't need to join and stay for any length of time. Come as it suits you and leave as suits you, but it's just an opportunity to say hello to people and to show your toys as well. If you are thinking of sending pictures in, we've been asking for the last few weeks to send in pictures of you so we can show your pictures on Christmas Day. Again, just an opportunity for us to see each other, which is what we've missed. Tonight's the deadline for that. So if you can get those pictures to Philip Bentham, that'll be really helpful, and that'll help him prepare in time for that. For those of you in the building, as the service proceeds and music starts for our carols, please feel free to stand. There are 6 carols, so you may not feel able to stand for all of them, but if you are, please feel free to do that, and hopefully we'll enjoy fellowshipping with each other in that way. I'm going to pray, and then we'll make a start. Father in heaven, we come this evening into the building and we gather with one another as best as we can from our homes. We acknowledge that you are God and that this story is true. We acknowledge that this story is the most remarkable story ever told. Jesus, the eternal Son of the eternal God, becoming, taking on flesh that he may live the life that we could not live, die the death in our place, rise victorious to be our rescuer and saviour and Lord. Lord, help us to adore him. Help us in humble faith to come before you and receive once again for many of us, or perhaps even for the first time for some of us, of your gracious gift of the love that you displayed in Jesus Christ for us. Lord, we thank you that we'll benefit from the carols that will be sung. We thank you for the hymn writers who have penned words that put our faith into expression. Help us to benefit from that. And we thank you for your word. Your spirit has inspired and recorded that can be read tonight. Lord, we commit our hearing of your word to you and ask that you would speak to us. Help us to hear your voice and delight to do so. So would you help us, whether at home or physically in the building, would you help us this evening, we pray. We ask all this for the glory of your name and the joy of us, your people. Amen. This service last year, you may remember, was marked with contributions from quite a few from our international cafe. And some of them have recorded greetings for us. So as we start the service, some greetings from them. And then after that, we'll go straight into our first carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Crăciun fericit.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Yang sân vui vẻ.
Chim Nit Su, I am Lam Khom Phea. I'm from Cambodia. Merry George Nam. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Crăciun fericit.
Crăciun fericit.
Crăciun fericit.
Happy Christmas.
Hey.
The angel Gabriel visits Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Lazarus, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Mary rejoices with Elizabeth. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.
Joseph is told that Mary's child is Emmanuel. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, and her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Jesus is born in Bethlehem. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, in the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you. the shepherds go to the manger. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
The title of this poem is Christmas Joy for All. If you are young or elderly, the Christian message is all-embracing. Jesus is a delight to know as Saviour and Lord of our lives. He came to give from his heart his salvation rich and everlasting. Hallelujah. With joy we come together to share our Saviour true. A delight to really know a babe in Bethlehem for you. Christ was by virgin born, came at an appointed time to gather us to himself, Saviour, our Saviour, Holy Divine. Mine a Saviour now, my Lord, came to truly save the lost sinner. We are told Jesus came for us, believe. So this Christmas time, let us not forget, Jesus was born that we might live forever in his debt. No. Jesus paid our debt. What love and righteousness. In heaven he now awaits for his redeemed, truly blessed. So now we celebrate his love, our Jesus born to set us free. Hallelujah, Holy One, God be praised by you and me. Amen.
Oh, Wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born, King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with his Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
I'm going to take a few minutes to ask you just to pause and ponder, just to think about some of the things that we've heard up to now, some of the things that are going to come in the next few moments. Up until 6:31 on the 8th of December, the odds are you'd never heard her name before. But suddenly, from that day and for a few days, Margaret Keenan was a name and a face that we heard and saw all around the world. A wee woman from Northern Ireland, lives in Coventry, the first person to get the Pfizer jab. You see her face? Remember the t-shirt she was wearing? The spotty cardigan? As the news covered that day and the days that led up to it and the days that followed it, there was an image that struck me. There was a delivery of the vaccine arriving at one of the hospitals. And the person was carrying a cardboard box. Just a cardboard box. Some of them have arrived in temperature-controlled bags. But inside this cardboard box, as you opened it up, there was a temperature-controlled inner. And then inside was the little bottles of vaccines. How many times has a hospital received a delivery in a cardboard box? In any one given day, dozens, hundreds, possibly even thousands in a week, hundreds of thousands in a year. Here's just another one. It's just another cardboard box arriving at a hospital. But it's not, is it? One journalist called the contents of that cardboard box life in a bottle. That's what he said. The Bible bends over backwards to make sure we don't make a mistake. There's quite a few mistakes we can make at Christmas. You can eat too much. You can spend too much. You can think it's just for the kids. You can rush around and be too busy. One big mistake you can make is just thinking the baby in the manger is just a baby. The human equivalent of a cardboard box. Just another one. But wrapped up in this baby's flesh, there's life. Life for all and any who would receive it. From this baby's life and death and resurrection comes not life in a bottle, but life from heaven for anybody who will come. The Bible's story from Old Testament to this stage is on tiptoes while heaven stoops down and angels and creation signs the arrival of the child in the star. The angels speak of his names and his character. The angels tell of what he will become, great, Son of the Most High. That's a name for God. He will sit on his father's throne, David, that goes back a few generations, and he will rule forever over the house of God. He will shepherd God's people. This message came, angels came to tell this message. Humans couldn't understand it or grasp it, but by faith, the hearts were opened up to it. Mary is included. Joseph is embraced in the story. Wise men, foreigners from afar, are brought right in. The rough and tumble, socially rejected shepherds are embraced into the story. And words like Saviour are used often. Yes, this is a baby. And yes, it's a baby in a manger. It wouldn't happen often at all. But this is no ordinary baby. If heaven could ring alarm bells to warn us of something spectacular, it's doing it. If God could communicate in marvelous ways so that we would not miss the uniqueness of what was happening, he's doing it. You've heard most of the story already. You're going to hear just a little bit more again. People who saw him, knew him, heard him, followed him, served him, will write of him coming from heaven to earth. Of him always existing and coming into existence as a child. The Word became flesh, will write John. And languages burst. Heaven cries to get earth's attention so that you do not miss the wonder and the glory of what is happening here. And while foreigners like the wise men, while the rough and tumble of the shepherds, socially rejected, they're embraced, while the unremarkable Mary and Joseph are broad center stage. It's not a story where everybody ends happily, is it? Herod wants to kill him. Those who know the scriptures inside out don't move a muscle. They tell Herod and the wise men where he's to be found, but they don't go and follow him. And so in this story of a remarkable child, we're given a clue as to the right response. Faith marked by humility. That's the response to the events of this story. That's the response to the one who lies in a manger. That's the response that opens, if you like, the gates of heaven, and God comes down to you and me. Pride does not fit in this story. Self-sufficiency does not make sense. Why would he come if you're okay without him? Humility and faith belong here. Because this child will go from humble beginnings to humble endings. He's been in a womb. He's in a feeding box. He will occupy a crucifix, and he will occupy a tomb. And he will do all of that so that the words Saviour fit him and open his arms to you. I couldn't believe it when Life in a Bottle entered a hospital in a cardboard box. You could almost have missed it. You could almost miss life from heaven wrapped in flesh in the person of Jesus given to us. You could almost miss it. But if you listen to the story, the signs are there. Pay attention. And faith marked with humility responding to God and trusting that this one who has come for me, for you, for all who will come to him in faith. Trust him in that. Don't mistake the many mistakes of Christmas, but don't mistake this baby as merely a baby. Those who don't make that mistake know joy, gladness, peace, and life forevermore. When we come to him gladly, we come to him rightly. And that's the words of our next song. As with gladness, men of old. Let's use this carol together.
Simeon and Anna testify to God's salvation. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, and all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. For from his fullness we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known.
Can I encourage you to sit down? That draws to an end the service. I'm going to pray. Before I do pray, can I just remind you of the two services that are just around the corner. Christmas, Carol to the Midnight is a short, it's not a service, it's just a record of some carols that you may find helpful to see in Christmas Day with. And then on the 25th, 10:30. But there's carols before that at 10:15. It'd be lovely to be just as much as possible part of that, and then the Zoom conversation afterwards. I encourage you to be a part of that. Let me pray, and after I pray, there'll be another song just played for us. We'll sit and listen to that, and then Craig, who's stewarding tonight, will just invite us to leave at the right time. Thank you for being with us in the building. Thank you for being with us at home. We trust it's been a blessing to you, a help to you, as you've just paused and pondered over the Christmas story. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that because of Christ, there is now joy. Joy to all who will come in that humble faith. We thank you for the many examples in the Christmas story. We thank you for the few warnings that we have in the Christmas story. Lord, we want to get our response to you right, humble and by faith. Lord, as this week carries on, would you help us to not leave this story behind, but may it grow in significance in our minds and our hearts. And may your people grow in joy. This Christmas, Lord, we thank you for your gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for his gift of life from him. We bless you, our God. Receive all our praise and worship, we ask. Amen.
The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. By highest heaven adored, Christ the